Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Please, can we be seated? Amen. Good evening to us all. And I want to appreciate God for the privilege given unto me to stand in front of God's people. Hallelujah. And I also want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor, Pastor Sheyi. Can we appreciate God in his life? No, for giving us this privilege. Hallelujah. And I want to appreciate Mommy also for everything, for the labor of love and for the motherly care. I want to appreciate Pastor Bello in absentia. I want to appreciate all the pastors, Pastor Ogi, Pastor Dansu, Pastor Akinshusi, Pastor Jayola, Pastor D, Pastor Dele, Pastor Felix. I want to appreciate them. And I want to appreciate all the deacons. Amen. Deacon Michael, Deacon Paul, Deacon Blessing, and Deacon. Amen. I want to appreciate all HODs. Your labor of love will be rewarded mightily in the name of Jesus. And I also appreciate every member, both workers and non-workers. You know, you're also part of what God is doing. You know, you've also contributed to God. You know, Bible speaks about that which every joint supplies. So, it's everybody that is bringing things to the table. So, we appreciate you. We say God bless you in Jesus' name. So, I'll be speaking this evening, you know, standing on the existing protocols. Hallelujah. I remember the people spoke about grace, the significance of grace in respect to the coming into the fullness of Christ. You know, Pastor Danso, I can remember from his message, Christ regulated life. You know, he spoke about Christ regulated life. Then Pastor Ogi spoke about knowledge, spoke about faith. Pastor D spoke about faith. Hallelujah. This evening, I'll be speaking about love. Hallelujah. Sincerely, I don't really know how to put the topic together. You know, I've tried to put this together, but, maybe due to the limitation in the usage of word. But I think I can permit me to say it this way, that the significance of walking in love in coming to the fullness of Christ. Amen. So the topic is coming to the fullness of Christ. So the Bible, I will read from the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, starting from verse 14. You know, one thing about this topic is God has desired that we all come to the fullness of Christ. So that's the goal. That's our aim. If Bible is saying, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So that means we have a goal. We have Him. And that's what we are all working towards. Ephesians 3, starting from verse 14. I will just read from verse 14 to 19. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. You know, this place is still talking about love. So NIV, we say, can we see this place in NIV? That's verse 17. NIV version. Okay, alright. So NIV version says, may you be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of his love. So that means love is deep. The Bible says that God is love. So love is deep. So the Bible is trying to explain to us, he is trying to give us dimensions of love. So verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So our desire this evening, or my intent this evening, is to just explain to us, you know, love is deep. The more we come to God, the more he opens it up. So nobody can say, I want to talk about everything about love. You know, it's as though you are saying, I want to talk about everything about God. Bible says, deep calleth unto depth. Hearing is the righteousness of God revealed to us from faith to faith. So God has a way of opening it up to us, bit by bit. But this evening I will try to explain to us what I've been able to see about love from the scripture. And I pray that we'll be richly blessed in the name of Jesus. So, and to love the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of Christ. You know, the knowledge here is not talking about the knowledge of God. Not epignosis. That love, this love is deeper than any knowledge we can see anywhere. Because the love speaks about God. The nature of God itself is love. Amen. So I define here as what is love. You know, I won't be talking about different love that we have, but I will just go straight to the love as revealed by the word of God. which is the agape love. It means the supreme and perfect love. It is not a feeling or emotion. It means our total commitment and dedication to God. I see love as our total commitment and dedication to God. I want us to open to, the book of 1 John 4:18 says that God is love. Amen. 2 John 1:6. Please, we can open to 2 John 1:6. The Bible says, and this is love, that we walk after his commandment. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. You know, I told us initially that God is love. The nature of God is love. So, as we are on our way, as we are trying and as we are moving towards coming to the fullness of Christ, that fullness of Christ is explained or is personified as love. We are coming to the nature of Christ, which is love. That's why I'm trying to say the other time that love is deep. Amen. So, and this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment that as he has had from the beginning, you should walk in it. You know, we can't say we love God without walking or keeping his commandment. Some places we say walk in love. What does it mean to walk in love? What it means to walk in love is to walk in God's commandment. Anybody that is walking in God's commandment is walking in love. Amen. So, John 15:10. John 15:10. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Amen. The key to God revealing himself to us is that we love him. And what is the proof that we love God is that we keep his commandment. So Jesus Christ says, he that hath my commandments. That means we need to have God's commandments. This God's commandment, that word commandment is broad. It can be interpreted as God's precept, God's law, God's principle, God's nature. That thing is God's nature. So God's nature will be revealed to us. The speakings of God is the communication of his nature, is the communication of his will. Everything that God speaks to us about is his nature. Amen. Bible says in him there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. If God says come up hither, that instruction is to bring you closer to God. So, all the instructions of God, all the things of God, all the commandments of God is to bring us closer to God. You know, the book of Romans 1:17 put it this way. Romans 1:17, I will still come back to here. Romans 1:17 says,
Hearing is the righteousness of God revealed to us. From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the righteousness of God is being revealed to us. That righteousness is God's principle, God's nature, God's ways are being revealed to us from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Let's go back to that John 14. So, I already said that the communication of God, what God speaks to us, is himself. He speaks his nature to us. The more you hear God, the more you come into him. Amen. That's why Paul was saying that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling. So the more we hear God, the more we come into him. Because the speakings of God, the communication of God are his will. They are his nature. They are his commandments. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and I will manifest myself unto him. So we can see here that love has a lot to do with keeping God's commandments. It has a lot to do with having God's commandments. So, if the Bible is saying that he that has my commandment, that means it's possible for us to have God's commandments. It's possible for us to acquire his commandments, his nature, his will. It's not just we will just do things the way God will do it. We can come to a point at which we will know so much that our life, we will live our life the way God wants it, because we already have his commandment. Amen. So what is God's commandment? God's commandment, like I explained earlier, the meaning of command. The meaning of commandment is an order, I wrote here, a charge, a precept, an injunction. Just like I explained earlier, that the speakings of God to us are his ways. The communication of God to us is his nature. Amen. And I want us to open to the book of Psalm 103, verse 7. I just want to show us. Bible says he made known his ways unto Moses and his act unto the children of Israel. God made his way known unto Moses and his act unto the children of Israel. So God is a revealer of his ways. Is a revealer of his commandments. You know, I said earlier, from that book of John 14, he said, he that hath my commandments and keep them, he said, I will manifest myself to him. The meaning of that manifest here is, I will reveal myself to him. That's why Bible says, he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. When we seek God, then God will reveal his ways to us. Amen. Can we open to, the book of John 16:13 says, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. John 16:13. Have ye when he the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So the revealer of God's commandment is the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Holy Ghost will guide us into all truth. The reason why he is guiding us into all truth is so that we can acquire God's commandment. It's so that we can know the ways of God. And the ways of God is the way of love. So the communication of God's nature to us, the communication of God's will to us, the communication of God's commandment to us, God desire that everybody knows his will. And no, I want us to open to let me just explain that with Romans 8:13. You know, God has always desired that everybody should know his will. Amen. Hebrews 8:10. The Bible, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. The next verse. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. You know, God is unveiling himself to us. God is revealing himself to us so that we can come to his nature. So that we can acquire his nature. Amen. So that we can come to the understanding of his will. So, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. You know, shortly, I will just show us a few examples of people that actually paid attention to these things from the scripture. Amen. So, what is the nature of God? I already told us that the nature of God is love. Can we quickly look at the characteristics of love? From that book of 2 Corinthians 13. I will just run through that place quickly. For 1 Corinthians 13, okay, thank you. We can take it from verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I became a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Amen. Because of our time, let's just go to that verse 4. Very quick, I will just, you know, that verse 1, 2, 3 speaks more about, you know, God is writing his law in our heart. He's communicating his will in our heart. You know, some people have interpreted love as sharing your goods to the poor. As good as that is still not love. Amen. Love is born out of keeping God's commandment, keeping God's instruction. If God says, you should go and give your goods to the poor, that means you have to give it. But it's not that we'll put God aside. And we will say, okay, this is love. I want to go and do some things. No. Love is coming to understand God's nature. Coming to understand God's will. Coming to understand God's commandment. And this is part of the things that we need to learn about love. The Bible says that charity suffereth long and is kind. It vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed off. So if God is demanding that we should have these attributes, then that means we need to trust God, and we need to desire in our heart to have God's nation.
Amen.
That it can be formed in us fully. Verse 5. Can we see verse 5? Love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not his own, is not provoked, taketh not account of evil. You know, if we see do stuff like this, then that means coming to the fullness of Christ. This kind of attitude will retard the growth. This is what we should put away. This is what we should cast away. Because ordinarily, as human being will always seek himself. He will easily be provoked. Human being will take account of evil. Amen. But God's nature, which is love, is not like that. The Bible says he does not behave himself unseemly, seeketh not his own, is not provoked, taketh not account of evil. We can see in the case of Daniel that when Daniel began to pray, he began to pray for the deliverance of Israel. He did not seek his own. That's why this nature, you know, we saw in that book of Daniel chapter 9 that Daniel prayed to the extent that God had to send angels to go and give him answer. Because he seeketh not his own. He was concerned about the will of God. He was concerned about the instructions of God. He was concerned about bringing the will of God to pass in his own days. So we need to have this attitude. Can we go to verses? Rejoice not in unrighteousness, but rejoice with truth. These are the nature of God. Verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Verse 8. Love never failed. Whether there be prophecy, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongue, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. Can we continue? So, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three things. But the greatest of these is charity. Hallelujah. So God desires that we come to his nature. So, and we can see the nature of God all through the scripture. Can we go back to that John 14? John 14. That he that hath my commandment and keep them, he it is that loveth me. The book of 1 John, 2 John 1, 6 speaks about that this is love. Can we quickly open it? 2 John 1, 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment that as you have had from the beginning, you should walk in it. So, love has to do with walking in God's commandment. Love has to do with keeping God's commandment, keeping his instructions, doing his will. So, and I told us earlier that the communication of God to us is the communication of his commandment, is the communication of his will, is the communication of his instructions. And now do we acquire his communication? Amen. How do we acquire his commandment? Let's go to that John 14. Let's go to that John 14. I will just make reference to Joshua 1:8. and have told us that it's possible for us to have God's commandment. Amen. So, God's commandment comes to us by meditation, meditating on His word. See, we cannot do without meditating on God's word. Joshua 1:8 has already shown us that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. You know, Joshua took over from Moses, isn't it? The Bible says God revealed His ways to Moses. This is the secret of the success that Joshua had. God personally told him that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. We need to meditate on God's word. So it is through meditation that the will of God is being opened to us. That's where the commandment of God is being made known unto us. That's where the instruction of God comes. David also said something in Psalm 119 verse 97. He said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Can we look at it in Amplified Version? "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Amen. See, we can't talk about God's fullness without amen. Without meditation. We need to meditate on God's word. We need to think about it. In fact, when Apostle Paul was talking about whatever things that are honest, let's open to that place, Philippians 4:8. Whatever things that are pure, whatever things that are good report, all of these things are God's word that we should think about. I believe that, and I pray that God will take us to this point. That whatsoever whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, you know, this is God's word. He's just using different things to qualify it. There's nothing that can be more true than God's word. There's nothing that can be more honest than the word of God. So we have to come to a point at which this will be our thought. And I know that we will get there. Amen. So whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, there's nothing that can be more pure than the word of God. Whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. David said, it's my meditation all day long. As we are thinking on the word of God, the word of God is being expanded in our heart. The Bible says the love of God is being shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Then that means we need to put our heart to this thinking so that the nature of God will begin to form in our heart. Amen. Bible speaks about the word of God. I'm trying to remember that verse. That it can is a discerner of thoughts and the intent of heart. It goes down to the bone marrow. God wants us to acquire His word. And this thing comes to us by meditation. Amen. That verse 98, it said, "Thou through my commandment hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." 99, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." Amen. You know, this wisdom, they are revealed wisdom. You know, Pastor Ogi was talking about that God has to reveal things to us. The key and the laws and the precept, the commandment of God, the nature of God, has to be unveiled to us. And that's why, that's what the fivefold minister came to do. They came to show us the way of God. They came to tell us the things about God so that we can come to God's fullness. The gift that God has given to the church is to bring us to God's fullness. And what they are preaching to us, they are preaching the nature of God to us. They are telling us how we can come into God's fullness. Amen. And we can see here from the testimony of David that he had understanding than the ancient. Amen. You know, when I was trying to read the book of Daniel, when that hand came and wrote on the wall, you know, Daniel did not even think twice. He just knew immediately what those writings were. How did he know? It was revealed to him. Amen. When I began to read about Samuel, you can see, even when he anointed Saul, the Bible says he spoke to Saul about what will happen. These are people that know the mind of God. They stayed with God. They stood in God's presence to acquire His will. Amen. The second thing I will talk about is our commitment to prayer. We cannot... I know these are things we know, but I'm trying to remind us again, because we have to be committed to prayer. God's will, God's mind, God's intent are being revealed to us through prayer. If Paul could be saying that I pray in tongues more than you all. Amen. Prayer opens God's revelations to us. Prayer opens God's will to us. Prayer puts our heart in alignment to God. Prayer shows our submission to God. You know, a lot of people now, sometimes when we begin to pray, we just discover that things are being taken away from our heart. Things are being taken away. Even the people you couldn't forgive, you will forgive them. Even the things that you can't do, you just discover that things are beginning to take shape. Things are beginning to take shape. Things are forming. Understanding is coming. Revelations are coming. Sometimes you pick your jot and you begin to jot. Those things that is coming to you, they are God's commandments and they are God's nature. See, every revelation that we receive from God has always takes us a step further into God. Amen. The Bible says, sanctify them by your word. Oh Lord, your word is the truth. So every word of God that comes to us takes us step further into God. And one of the vehicles at which we receive God's word is through prayer. We receive strength through prayer. Amen. So it's possible from that book of John 14 that we can have God's commandment. You know, there's something about Samuel. In that place where the children of Israel was asking for a king. You know, as soon as the children of Israel asked for that king, the Bible said the thing displeased Samuel. Because Samuel knew the mind of God. He knew the mind of God. So we can come to a place at which we will know the mind of God. We will know the will of God. We will know God's commandment. Amen. So, God's commandment comes to us by revelation. Because the Bible says the Lord revealed his way unto Moses and his act to the children of Israel. And already explained to us that the ways of God are being communicated to us. They are being revealed to us by revelation. So, we have to come to God. We have to pray for grace to be able to stay with God. The Bible says the effectual prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. There's a lot that prayer can do for us. If Jesus Christ could say, deliver us from all evil, you know that is prayer. God can order our steps through prayer. God can open up a lot of things to us through prayer. So we are people that we wait on God. We are people that we trust in God. So that God can make know, God can reveal, so that God will be able to reveal his mind to us. God will be able to reveal his way to us. It is my prayer that all of us will come to that place of fullness. That we will know God as we ought to know. That nobody will tell the other person that know the Lord. For everybody we know the Lord. That's what Pastor Ki was talking about, the anointing that we've received, which worketh in us and teacheth us all things. Amen. And you need not that any man should tell you, for that anointing in you will teach you, that Holy Ghost in you will teach you all things. The Bible speaks about Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh. He offered up prayers and supplication unto He that was able to save him from death. And we saw that manifestation in when Jesus Christ was praying that if thou willest, let this cross pass over me. Can we see that place? I think in the book of John. The next verse, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord came and ministered strength to him. So prayer brings strength. Prayer brings revelation of God's will. Prayer brings wisdom. Every resources that we need can be given to us through prayer. Then number three things that I will talk about is trusting the Lord. Trusting the Lord. With all your heart. That's Proverbs 3:5. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Verse 6. So, we have to trust in the Lord with all our heart. You know, these things we begin to play out in our disposition to things. These are the tools that God will be using to strengthen our heart. We need to trust in the Lord with all our heart. So this thing is the thing of the heart. It deals so much with the thing of the heart. It deals so much with our heart being committed to that cause. Being committed to that cause that God has shown us. Is our heart committed to His ways? Is our heart committed to His will? Do we love Him? The proof that we love God is that we keep His commandments. There was a time when Jesus Christ was telling His disciples that if you love me, you keep my commandments. And this is where it's being shown, that you love your neighbor as yourself. You can't say you love Jesus Christ and not walk in His commandments. Because we have that commandment. So, as I begin to round up, I will just emphasize more on that John 14. Then I will take one scripture and I will round up. Amen. Praise God. John 14, 21. So this is my major scripture tonight. The Bible says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him." Meaning that I will reveal myself to him. And I told us earlier that it's possible for us to have God's commandment. It's possible for us, you know, that's why that book of Psalm is telling us that he revealed his way unto Moses. You know, both the written one and the unwritten one, Moses knew. That's why when Moses struck that rock, the Bible said he knew that rock was Christ. How did he know? It was revealed to him. Amen. One of the things that God enjoyed about Moses is that Moses could read signs. He could interpret things. Just like the men of Issachar, they could discern things. Moses could interpret signs. And these things are being revealed to Moses by God. Amen. So Moses stood with God. There was a time the Lord told him that he should go and wait on the mountain. And he waited on that mountain for several days before God came. Can we wait on God? Can we wait on God? Can we come to God? You know, the receiving of God's commandment requires waiting. It requires us coming to God. The Bible says the glory of God is to conceal a matter, Abby. And the honor of king is to what? Is to search it out. What are we searching? It is His will. It is His commandment. So, in that process of searching, it requires us to wait on God. If Habakkuk is saying that, I will stand to see what God will say. If he chooses not to stand, he will not see anything. So it requires our own, we need to play our own role in understanding the will of God. We need to desire it. We need to come to God. Bible says, Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are they that hunger," you know, this is just an attitude of someone that is hungry for God's will, for God's instruction. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set upon the tower and watch and see what God will say. So, say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So the communication of God is always the communication of His will. It's always the communication of His commandment. It's always the communication of His nature. Everything that God shows us is about Him. So that we can come to the fullness of Christ. So that we can come to the full understanding of Christ. Amen. So we can have God's commandment. Then I will close by talking about that Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. You know, about God writing His law in our heart. So that we can know God as He is. Amen. I pray that God will take us to that place. That we will know Him as He is. Amen. Praise God.
This is the Lord. Can you please appreciate Dick Solomon again? Actually, I was waiting for you to finish. You said you want to finish on Hebrews 6. I was waiting. So you're leaving the stage, caught me unawares. Hallelujah. But thank you once again. Thank you, appreciate it. Hallelujah. I told him that if he runs out of time, he should ask for more. That I'm willing to give him more time. But it's okay. Love. Be one of the components to measure fullness. Because we can't speak about fullness if we cannot measure it. Do you follow me? It's measurable. There are metrics that we can use. You spoke about grace. So we can measure if you are moving closer by the amount of grace you are assessing. If there's any way we can say that. Do you follow me? If you are accessing more grace for moving, we can say, okay, you have collected 20 grace value. I don't know what it is, Shimon. Amen. Heaven knows how much you collect every day, and they know for what purpose you are using it for. So you can't move towards the fullness if there is no grace being supplied. Hallelujah. And we have learned so much about knowledge, revelation, and all those things. They are all coming. You know, I'm just praying to God and asking God that God will mix it in our hearts in such a way that it's just going to be like a second nature. You just know what to do, you know, as we move on. And He has told us that one of the greatest measurements is love. Hallelujah. And you said something about Ephesians 3, where we said from verse 15. Can you give me from verse 15? Please, who gave me this time? Okay, I'm still using Dickens time. You had about 10 minutes that you didn't use. Okay. Praise God. Said that He will grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit. Where? In the inner man. There is a need for a strengthening. We need a strengthening in our inner man. Along the line of what I said on Sunday, the workings of God. One of the things God needs to do with us is to strengthen us with might. Hallelujah. That's one of the attributes of the Holy Ghost. You see, there is a place for the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. But this is not a manifestation of a gift. Are you with me? This is one of the things that comes from the fellowship with the Spirit. A thing that the Holy Ghost must do on your inside. Praise God. So as you are believing Him for manifestation of these gifts, you should also believe Him for what? For the strengthening with might. by His Spirit. So let's move on. Verse 17, and further said, now, this is the reason why you need strength. It is not strength to lift. It is not strength to fight. Amen. Do you know why John the Baptist was the greatest of all the prophets that ever lived? Do you have a clue? I mean, please, anybody, can you tell me what prophecy that John gave that was earth-shattering? You can't think of any. What miracle did John do that we can say, this John, we give you one busa? So what made him the greatest? Because if you leave me to judge, who would have been my greatest prophet that I lived in the Old Testament? Eh? Who would have been your own? Elijah, because he called down fire. Look at your eye. May the Lord forgive you. I love David, who operated in all dimensions. Praise God. But I won't mind Moses too. But they said John was greater than all of them. So the way God values things is not the way we value things. That's an area that you and I must adjust. That we must come to the place where we agree to His values above our own. So if He says something is good, as far as we are concerned, it is good. That's part of your trust in Him. Praise God. That's part of your trust in Him. It's like me carrying a child. I mean, if the child knows, for whatever reason he or she can know, that when you throw up a child, he never catches the child. You think the child will run to me to come and throw him up? No, you know that this person is not reliable. If he throws you up, you're on your own. So it's a trusting thing. You must come to that place of trust. So the reason why you need to be strength is that Christ may dwell in your heart. Without that strength, Christ can't dwell in your heart. So, did I give you the answer to John the Baptist? I think I've given the answer before. Okay, I'll leave you to go and find out. I should give again. No. I won't give you again. I'll leave you next week. You will come and give me the answer. Praise God. Then I want to know whether you can use grace. There was an exam. You remember the exam of Daniel? The king said, I had a dream. And I can't remember the dream. Not only will you tell me the dream I dreamt that I can't remember, you give me the interpretation of the dream. So, me, I have a dream. That your heart may dwell, that Christ may dwell in your heart by what? Faith. That ye be rooted and grounded in what? In love. If we don't see you being rooted, we don't see you being grounded, then we can safely say that you're actually not making progress towards the fullness of Christ. Safely we can conclude that. You're not making any progress. You're not using the grace given to you. You're not harnessing the power of the Holy Ghost. Because grounded in love, verse 18 now went on to say, continue, being able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know. Knowledge is there. You say it's not epignosis. What is the meaning of that word know? Which word is, what is the Greek meaning of the word know? Eh? Gymnoscope. Gymnoscope. In Greek, in scholar. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. So I don't need to read it. When I just ask you, just tell me. Praise God. So what does it mean? Thick. Discern and distinguish. All right. Distinguish. Like knowing red from white. Did you remember that joke of a man of God that did a miracle? He said this boy was born blind. And he brought out something. He said, what color is this? He said, it's color red. He said, wow. I said, that's a big miracle. Do you know how long it took you to distinguish between red and blue? The amount of cake you chopped. Amen. So he said, to be able to distinguish what is the love of Christ from the love of this world. From the things that people call love. Which is necessarily not love. Which passes. This is another knowledge different from that no. I mean, which one is this knowledge now? Eleni, gnosis. Can you mean in Pastor Sofuma? Gnosis.
It's like science, something you
can learn. Something you can learn. That they've taught you in school. All the knowledge. All the intelligence you can gather in the world. That makes you to be anything. Because what differentiates you in this world is what you know. Your sabiness. How much you can demonstrate. They are still celebrating Socrates. They are still celebrating Pluto. We are still celebrating Einstein. We celebrate men of serious mental capacities. But the Bible says this particular love, it's beyond what you can learn. Are you with me? It surpasses it. It's not, they can't teach you. Amen. You must come into an appreciation by revelation. And that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. In other words, that fullness of God is embedded in that love. Praise God. So if there is any miracle you want God to do in your life, is that you may come into that what? That knowledge of that love. If you want God to do you a miracle, you have to ask you to do this one. You remember the act of I really like that nice man. I like that man. He's a very good friend of mine, blind Bartimaeus, who didn't die blind. He said that I may see. So what do we keep asking God for on a daily basis? That I may know the love of Christ. You need to know it. You need to come to that place where you can distinguish it, where you can, when it's distilled, and you can recognize it, and you can appreciate it, and you can use it. And you can walk in it. Praise God. When you meet people, they tell you that, God is our Father, I love. No, you come to a place where you know that it is Oju Yelo. Hallelujah. And let me tell you one thing. Before I take questions, somebody observed that the church in the early 4th, 2nd, 3rd centuries did not overcome Rome by the kind of prayers we pray today. They did not subdue Rome by any other thing than one thing. They lived a life contrary to what Rome stood for. And that was a life of love. Rome epitomized strength. Rome celebrated you being, you can handle things, they were warrior kind of mindset. Of course, that was their military. Then the other side of it was pleasure. They celebrated pleasure, they lived. And if you are weak, okay, let me say this, it's like the strongest survive, the weakest die. That was the philosophy of Rome. And yet you found these Christians who lived contrary to that value, and they kept helping those who were weak. We did not resonate with the ideal Roman way of doing things. They brought down Rome by walking in love. Because the ways of Rome could not subdue them. When they did them evil, instead of them responding with evil, they responded with love. It's not natural. It's just not natural. Because you will get to a point where your natural love can't take you. It can only take you thus far. It will not be able to go on. And you will see it. All the Kung Fu films. Some of us like Kung Fu films. Do you know the theme that drives Kung Fu films? revenge. Again, again, again. You kill my master. Ah, you will die. All the whole thing is what? It's revenge. Then, if you look at all the John Wick, it's revenge. You killed his dog. Are you going with the budget? So, when you look at those things, without you realizing it, you can imbibe those thought patterns without you knowing, and then you'll be able to play it out. Many of you know that there's a lot of killings going on in America. America is the unsafest country in the world. Right now. There's no guarantee that you wake up tomorrow. Or you will see the end of tomorrow. Because they just shoot anyhow. A friend of mine went to the embassy to collect a visa. And they were saying, well, we can't give you a visa. Huh? He just snapped at the visa officer. Say, give me my visa. Give me my passport. If you stab my passport, was raking. Say, what nonsense. I used my money to... I worked hard and I want to take my family to come and spend my money in your country to help your economy, and you're telling me rubbish. Say, so your country is the most unsafest country in the world, and I'm risking my life and my children to come to your country. Give me my passport. I'm not even taking it. They were begging me. They say, I'm not going again. Give me my passport. They begged and begged. Everybody came out to beg him. They gave him this platter. It is you begging them. What's in your country? What's in your country? That country where every Tom and Dick and Harry are shooting each other on the road. They're out. Nigeria is safer. Don't mind the Fulani's men. Where I am now. Don't be lost. In this world, your love can only go as far as the world will allow you to go. At a point, the natural man will kick him and say, I can't die. You know that something? Mi o le wa ku. Mi o le wa pa ara mi. Mo ti gbiyanju. Praise God. But when you begin to know this love of Christ, it goes beyond what human learning can comprehend. Hallelujah. Because really, to tell the truth, Jesus says, listen, I don't know. This love, is it the love of Christ when he died or the love of Christ when he's resurrected? Okay, that's the question for this evening. Bring out your Bible and paper. Bring your mind out. I need your mind now. Let us talk. This love, is it the love of Christ when he was on earth, or the one that is exhibited while he is resurrected, or both of it? Dickie, what's your take? You have no answer. God is love. And I say, is it the one he exhibited before, or the one he's exhibiting now as the resurrected Christ? They say love of Christ. They say love of God. Christ is God. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Apex. What says thou? Okay, let me ask. Where's Mama Molulu? Molulu, yeah, come. What is your own? You have no clue. I'm not asking what love is. I say this love of Christ. Say, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Is it the one he exhibited before? While he was on earth, or the one he's exhibiting now that is the risen Christ? Is there a difference?
No, sir.
Okay, tell me why. Why do you think so?
Like he said, like Brother Sunday said, he said God is love.
That's true.
What Jesus exhibited while he was on earth, as Jesus of Nazareth, was the love of God. And what he exhibited after his resurrection is the love of God.
Okay.
But then, we can say, that same love is the love of Christ. We
Which same love? Which one is this love of God?
The love of God is the love of Christ.
It's the love of Christ. So it's the same.
Yes.
You are sure? Okay. How many of us agree with him? Oh, you don't agree with him? Okay, if you don't agree with him, let me see your hand up. So everybody agrees with him. Okay, we will leave it till next week. Any other question? Anyone's a question? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's more of clarity, though. As when Deacon Solomon said, the commandments of God must be revealed to us, what does that mean?
Oh, thank you. Bro, Deacon, what did you mean by they have to reveal commandment again? Oh, yeah. Okay, he's coming to the mic. I didn't catch that, though, but if you caught it. Did you say anything along that line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to talk about Romans 1:17 that says, hearing is the righteousness of Christ revealed to us from faith to faith. That righteousness of Christ is the ways of Christ. So it's being revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. So that's why, you know, Daddy was saying that there's a limit to which natural love will take any man. But the love we've come to is the love of Christ, which will be revealed to us, or which is being revealed to us.
But he's asking about commandments. So you said the commandments will be revealed.
Okay, the commandment is the ways of God.
Okay.
It's the teachings of God.
Okay.
It's the communication of God. It's the life of God. It's the things of God.
Okay. Maybe we should talk a little bit. How many different ways can it be revealed? Can we talk about it? How does God reveal His ways, His will, His commandments? No, Dick, you can sit down. Can we just quickly discuss that? From the vast pool of knowledge that you have, can you just share a little with us? Who's going to help us? It's a blessing with. She has been, I don't know why she's all looking at me. Left a microphone. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah. That microphone. I think you give her now. Are you shy to give her? Say you understood my question. Tell me the one you do not understand the question. Pardon? You didn't get the question. Okay, we are talking about the will of God. We're talking about the way that it tells us or told us that God's will is communicated. Tell us about His ways. I say, how many ways? Okay. Maybe I should rephrase it. Tell me one way by which God communicates His will, His intentions, His ways, and all that. Just tell me one that you know.
One is true, the word.
One
word
way.
Of God.
Bread
it's
of
the word of God.
What do you mean by word of God? I say way, one way.
One of the ways when we read the word of God.
When we read the word of God, okay. Give it to a friend. Or you give it to your namesake. Don't tell me you didn't get the question, because I will not accept. Because I repeated myself. No. Tell me another way now. The other is not just one way now. Put in the microphone with amplifier, with everything. You still will not speak up.
We come to gathering like this.
Gathering light.
Gathering like this. So it's also one of
what do you mean by gathering like this?
Through the gifts.
Him.
The gifts of ministry gifts. Once we come around.
Daniel wants to answer. I will come to you, Daniel. Please, and interpret the tongue. No, I'm interpret now. Interpret that tongue, because I didn't get that tongue.
Okay, Dickie was saying when we gather.
Yes.
Through the ministry gift that God has given to us, the word of God is being revealed to us through that.
Is it the word of God? Is it the word of God that is being revealed, or the will, the ways?
Revealed by the speakings of God's word. For example,
when you use the word, generic word, the word of God, you see, is it like a casting veil?
Okay.
You think you know it.
Yes, sir.
But when we push you further, you will find that you don't really know what you are talking about. So, remove the veil and be a little bit more specific.
No, I was not the one that started it. So. But she talked about the written word of God, first of all. When you are reading the written word, but there is the revealed word that comes by utterance, the logos. It comes by utterance, and when that word is being given by possibly maybe a teacher or a ministry gift or whichever is it that is giving the word, just like Pastor Ogi said, I think that was last week, that when the word of God is communicated with revelation, it comes to you as, it comes to your need, and it becomes to you as the nature of God. It's like an impartation of God's nature to you. Something you've been studying God's word, but you've not really noticed that this word is peculiar to you. By the utterance that God gives through his anointed servant or whosoever it is that is giving the word, that word of God comes to you. It's revealed to you. And then you can lay hold on it.
Okay. Okay.
So, the communication of the way that God wants you to work in, or his command for you, can also come
E.g.
Okay, there was a particular time I was trusting, let me just share a practical example. Like, I was trusting God for an instruction to do certain things, on how to order my spiritual, something like that. So, I was in church, I was just trusting God for his word, for clarity. And I think it was Daddy that was ministering then, and then you were talking about the fact that when God is revealing his instructions to you, it comes when you've obeyed the last one. And it's like, you also talked about the cloud. When the Israelites were working in the wilderness, they were to follow the cloud. So when the cloud moved, anyone that does not move with the cloud is lost. Because where the cloud moves, the Israelites are meant to follow them. When they don't follow the cloud, they miss their way. So I was able to get, and when I went further in that word, where you began to communicate again, the Holy Ghost began to highlight those words in my heart.
So which one did they highlight?
The fact that further instruction comes to you when you've obeyed the last one.
Which last one did you obey that you stopped obeying?
It's the fact that I'm... the last instruction
Sorry,
that I was meant to
do
obey.
Do you understand what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
Because I need it to be very, very practical. I need to track what is happening to you. Otherwise, it's just going to end up being vague.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Okay, I agree with you.
So the last instruction was to spend time with God's word.
Okay.
And it also has to do with night prayers.
Okay.
Yes,
that is being specific now.
Night prayers.
Because, see, in a meeting like this, irrespective of what the man of God may be preaching, the Lord may be communicating something different to you. That is your own problem. That you have to address. Because it's talking about reveal, it's a revelation thing. It's not information. It's revelation. I've attended prayer meeting before, that they were leading prayer meeting and the Lord was dealing with me. Everything they were raising as a prayer point did not concern me. Me and God went to one corner to solve our problem. Because that's what he was prompting me to do. I wasn't the one leading the prayer meeting, but there were issues that he was drawing my attention to. Even during prayer meeting, when I come for a prayer meeting, messages I will preach on Sunday, this is where I get it. While I'm praying up and down, the instruction will just come. On Sunday, this is what you are talking about. So you cannot, it's not just the preaching. I have talked with people before, and just the normal, how are you doing, what's going on, instruction will come in that normal, casual conversation. So it's not you just sitting down reading the Bible alone. Am I communicating? It's not you just walking in prayer, it will come. In casual conversation, it will come. It will come to you via dreams. Am I communicating? It will come to you. No, there are different ways by which the Holy Ghost will communicate these things to you. You just have to be, when I use the word open, you may ask me, what does that mean in reality? It means that you are sensitive. You are conscious. You are expectant. It may not come easy at the beginning, but it's something you should begin to develop consciousness for. That the Lord will communicate to you. And it doesn't have to be in church alone. Amen. God can speak to you via a Muslim. He is the Lord. I don't know whether I'm making sense. It could just, that casual conversation, it would just talk. Don't say he's a Muslim. It may be just, you must hear God behind that word. Praise God. And of course, he's not going to talk to you and say, "Thus saith the Lord." And there is, "Thus saith the Lord." And it's not all prophet that will say, "Thus saith the Lord." A prophet can come and say, "God bless you, how are you? And you are going home tonight. You'll be eating bread and tea."
Amen.
Praise God. So what am I communicating tonight? Is that let us, of course, being open to Holy Ghost opens you up to demonic spirits too. So you must not open all your filter and throw your filter away. It says, try every spirit. Try every spirit. So as those communications are coming through, you have a filtering process that you filter it. Are you with me? And the Bible says, don't despise prophesying. What should we do? We should not forbid people from prophesying, but you should accept that which is true, and the one which is not true, discard it and move on with your life. Praise God. It is well. So, Dickie, thank you very much. Can you appreciate it? Can we pray? Can we just talk to the Lord? Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for tonight. One of the reality of fullness is that we need to come into that knowledge, that experiential knowledge of the love of Christ. That love is not learned from human activity, is not learned in the human schools. It cannot be taught. It can only be communicated by the Holy Ghost. Can you ask God to communicate these things to you, to teach you? There's a phrase Paul used, he said that the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts, that there will be a pouring forth of that love. That love will be poured into your heart. That you will go beyond the natural manifestation of human love. We want to leave that dimension of human love and enter into the dimension of the love of Christ. It is not by any means except the Holy Ghost. It is not by any means except the power of God. It says that you may be strengthened with might in your inner man. You and I need the strength of God to carry these things. It's for those who are strong in the spirit. It's not for those who are weak in the spirit. You need strength to bear this love. You need strength to carry this love. You need strength to walk in this love. Lord, I ask for strength. Strengthen me in my inner man by your spirit. strengthen me. Jesus Christ also said that if you will obey commandments, it means you must be acquainted with his commandments and you must be strong to obey those commandments. It says, if you will fulfill these two conditions, it says, he and the Father will reveal themselves. It's a revelation to those who have made up their minds to acquire, who have made up their minds to be acquainted, who has made up their minds to know what is his commandment, and they are determined to do it using his grace. Ask the Lord for help. I want to know you more. I want to know you. Moses said that I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to go beyond the natural intellectual knowledge. I want to be able to say like Paul that I know whom I have believed. I'm not here to follow cunningly devised fables. I don't want to depend and rest my life on what men have said about God. I want to know you, God. I want to know you. He said, if I will obey, he said, you will reveal yourself. I want to have that experience. Lord, do this work in my life. Help me, Father. We give you glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Once again, Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this evening's teaching that your Son has shared with us. We pray and ask that grace will be multiplied to him in the mighty name of Jesus. That Lord of heaven, that he will not be lacking in oil, but he will always have oil upon his head, and his garments will always remain white in the name of Jesus. Make him a fruitful vessel. Bless his life and his family in the name of Jesus. And for those of us who have listened, I pray, Father, that anything that is still not clear to us, I'm asking Holy Ghost that you will bring clarity to those thoughts in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will establish us in your love. I pray that you will help us, O God, to be obedient. Work a work in us, O God. Turn our hearts towards you in the name of Jesus. Let this love be that of revelation. We want to go beyond what the natural man can do. We want to experience the true love of Christ that passes all human understanding and wisdom in the name of Jesus. We give praise and glory to your name, O Father. We are.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.